Well, new data shows that Australians are smoking less than 20 years ago, but using other nicotine products like nicotine patches more often. And one in three people who smoke are using illicit tobacco. That's according to survey data released today by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. The federal government is announcing a ban on nicotine pouches today as it works to shut down more of the illicit trade. Laura Hunter is CEO of the Australian Council on Smoking and Health and joins me now. Laura, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Take us through these numbers. What sort of story do they tell?
This survey, it shows us a lot of good things, but a few warning signs too, just like you mentioned. What we know is fewer Australians are smoking every day. And in fact, if you want to humanise the figure of 5.6%, that is 500,000 fewer smokers than we had 3 years ago. And the data also shows that young people are vaping less, which is such good news. But there is a warning sign. What we're seeing is a changing illicit nicotine market, and more people who are using these products are using multiple forms of tobacco and nicotine at the same time. And we know that these illicit nicotine products are potently high in nicotine. So even one vape can contain the nicotine equivalent of 9 packets of cigarettes. So we're incredibly concerned about that.
These numbers, is there confidence that these numbers are holding firm, that they're true, given that if people are buying illicit tobacco, is there any reluctance from people to admit that they're smoking given the product that they're consuming is illegal?
So this is our most trusted, long-standing comprehensive surveys, and it comes from one of the most reputable agencies. We've actually been using this survey for decades to determine smoking rates and all of the things that are coming out from this. We also do have a number of other surveys from states and territories, like in Queensland, in South Australia, and in New South Wales, all showing the numbers going in the same direction. So it is very, very accurate to say that we are seeing less smokers in Australia, but we do need to crack down on that illicit market. We need to start getting serious about shutting down illegal operators. And we also need to support the remaining 5.6 that are smoking with better support, better access to quit therapies. We need hard-hitting education campaigns so that that number doesn't go back up. And we need to start thinking about modernising tobacco licensing. So this is a deadly product that's now only used by 5.6% of the population, but it's sold on every street corner in this country, and that needs to stop as well.
Laura, do we know why smoking rates are going down?
Because of sustained investment in tobacco control policies for a very long period of time. And even in that period of time where we have that drop of 500,000 smokers, it's because there has been investment in campaigns. There has been a lot of efforts put into tackling this from the perspectives of the anti-vaping campaign that's been working across the country. And really, it's an ode to the current government's investment in this space. It's also an ode to the tobacco control sector pushing for evidence-based policies.
The government has also announced a ban on nicotine pouches that'll come into effect next Friday. What effect will the ban have?
There are a number of legislative loopholes that kind of allow pouches to be brought into this country. Now, these pouches, they're not necessarily those patches. They're kind of like little small tea bags, and they're full of synthetic nicotine, and there's also some adjutants in there too, and they're put up in between the gums. I've spoken to people who use these things who have said they've put them in their gums and they have passed out and woken up with blood in their mouth because they're at such a potent hit of nicotine. But what we're seeing today from the federal government is closing off of some of those loopholes so that we don't see these on our street. It's a welcome step, definitely.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. You're hearing from Laura Hunter, CEO of the Australian Council on Smoking and Health. Laura, the Illicit Tobacco and E-Cigarette Commissioner has said that reducing tobacco excise would do little to stop people purchasing illicit products. What do you think?
I completely agree with her. Criminals selling $10 cigarettes don't pack up and go home because you reduce the price of legal cigarettes. making all cigarettes cheaper, it will cause more people smoking and more people dying.
Does the data show the government has been able to chip away at the illicit market at all? Do we know much more about that?
It shows from the data in this survey that the, you know, people purchasing illicit products has doubled, which is a huge concern. The government is very aware of that, and we've been pushing for more investment from the federal government to fund the states and territories and support their enforcement efforts. And that's happening. There are agreements being set up at the moment with states and territories to see that facilitated. There's a lot to do in this space to crack down on the illegal market. These stores are trading in open market, you know, and what we're seeing is young people are accessing all of these nicotine products from bricks and mortar stores. That's where they're getting them. And if we can shut them down, that's going to make a really big difference to denormalising this illicit nicotine trade, and it's going to go a far way to cracking down and protecting Australians.
Around 24,000 Australians die each year from nicotine-related disease. Mm-hmm. What more needs to be done?
There needs to be a lot more done with that illicit market. We need to start shutting down those operators, and we need to support people to quit. We need also to modernise legislation so that we can actually make sure that instead of 40,000 stores selling tobacco, we can bring that down, given that there's now only 5.6% of the population using them.
Laura, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.